For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will, are you ready?
I am ready, Sherry. Remember, this is Jeopardy, so you're going to buzz in with your name. Now, if you get the question, you got to answer in a form of a question as well. Keep that in mind. Very important. Now, if you get the points, if you get it right, you get the points. If you get it wrong, you get the points deducted. So yeah, keep that in mind before you buzz in. Same thing for you, JB.
I get it.
And I believe we are ready to play. This is Tampa Jeopardy.
Okay.
And the first category is Way Back When. It's for 100. This neighborhood made Tampa Bay famous as the cigar capital of
Johnny.
The world. Johnny.
Johnny. City. Oh, oh.
Sherry's going to be terrible at this.
I know. What's first time?
All right, Johnny, you got it. It's E4C. Remember, Sherry, you got to buzz in with your name.
Yeah,
and you got to wait for me to call on
then,
you.
Then a form of a question, Jeopardy style.
Yes, you got to answer in a form of a question. So it'd be, what is E4C?
Okay.
Or where is?
Yep.
Don't make me come over there, Sherry, okay?
All right, Sherry, you got this. Way Back When for 200. Opened in 1891 as a luxury hotel. Today, it's silver miniaturettes.
Sherry.
Our key. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Oh, I might have jumped in too soon. What is the Columbia?
No. Johnny, what is the University of Tampa?
No.
What?
It's the Tampa Bay Hotel or Plant Hall.
That's at the University of Tampa.
Oh, is it? Okay, I'll give you the points then. Fair
enough. It's the same thing.
All right, I'll give it to you.
It was a hotel before they created the university. Come on, man.
You know Tampa.
Come on, bro. What's going on around here, man? Dang.
Way back.
You know idiots make that trivia sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Way Back When for 300, explorer Panfilo Navarez sailing for this country first explored Tampa Bay in 1528.
Johnny. What is Spain?
That's correct. Spain. Y'all came from Spain.
Hell yeah, girl.
Way Back When for 400. This war, which included a charge up San Juan Hill, was launched from Tampa Bay in 1898. Give him the buzz. It's the Spanish-American War.
Oh, I knew that.
And for 500, Way Back When, in 1819, this future president chose Tampa Bay as the local for a military outpost that would eventually become today's bustling community.
Johnny!
Johnny!
Who is Harry Truman?
No.
Son of a bitch!
It's Zachary Taylor.
Oh, yeah, duh.
All right, next category is On the Water. It's for 100, also known as Sea Cows.
Johnny!
Johnny.
What is my second wife, also known as a manatee?
That's correct. Yeah.
Jerk.
The water for 200. Sherry says, "Gosh darn it."
It's wrong.
The Hillsborough River is one of four rivers that flow into this body of water, the largest estuary in Florida.
Johnny.
Johnny.
What is Hillsborough Bay?
No.
I was trying to be specific.
Sherry. What is Tampa Bay?
That is correct, yes. Tampa Bay. On the Water for 300.
I was right.
Agua Luces is an art installation that illuminates these structures in shifting colors at night.
Johnny. It illuminates...
Agua Luces, Agua.
Water Street.
No.
Fat idiot.
Bridges.
Sherry.
Sherry. Buzzing too
late.
What
is the Sunshine Skyway, right?
Bridges.
Todd Bridges. He died of a drug overdose.
On the Water for 400, graffiti along the seawalls are painted by university teams that spent the winter training in Tampa Bay for this sport. Nothing. It's a crew. Nope. Buzzer already, Sherry. Crew team.
Okay.
Rowing.
I kind of thought that.
Ah. Yeah.
Man, whoever did this.
We have so much of that down here, too. Uh-huh.
I know.
On the
stop.
All right, shut up, Sherry. On the Water for 500. Famous for their flared bases and knobby knees, these trees line the banks of the Hillsborough River.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny. Oh,
Johnny.
What are oak trees?
Nope.
Not a bit.
Sherry.
What are banyan trees?
Nope. Cypress trees.
Oh, cypress, yeah. Sherry, calm down. You're getting
right.
Tickets regardless.
You'll be all right.
Jesus Christ.
Dine and Dash for 100. Based in Tampa Bay, this is the oldest restaurant in Florida.
Johnny. The Columbia. What is Columbia?
Columbia, yeah.
Thank you.
Dine and Dash for 200. Pressed pork, ham, salami, Swiss, cheese, and pickles and mustard.
What is a Cuban sandwich? Bring it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you.
If I would have sold that one on food from you,
Hush.
Then.
Yeah, it's a bragging right.
Dine and Dash for 300. Founded as a diner in the 1960s, this Tampa Bay staple has evolved into one of the top restaurants of its kind.
Johnny, what is the Silver Ring?
Nope.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
Sherry, you want to guess? Or you don't have to.
Burns Steakhouse.
Form of a question?
What is Burns Steakhouse?
Yes.
Holy,
Burns
it
Steakhouse.
Was a diner?
I guess.
Sherry, how old are you?
56.
Oh, that's not that old.
Spry.
Old enough.
Dine and Dash for 400. This fruit found in popular Tampa Bay pastries inspired
Johnny.
An ill-conceived journey.
What is guava?
That's correct. An ill-conceived journey that ultimately brought the cigar industry to Tampa Bay. Yep.
If you're listening, Tommy Pisano, I'm waiting for the Johnny B. Guava Cheesecake. Thank you.
Dine and Dash for 500. Tampa Bay's famous Cuban sandwich was developed based on this style of sandwich popular with Cuban immigrants.
Johnny. What is a pocket sandwich?
So that might be, it's the Spanish version of that, and I'm not sure if it translates.
Oh, because that was why they designed it, so you can make it, put it in your pocket, and then eat it for lunch.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they use salami, because it's already preserved and all that.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, just give me a buzzer. Whatever, dude.
Okay.
It's fine.
It's the mixto. Mix and then T-O. Mixto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So never heard of it.
El stupido.
All right. Potent potables for 100.
What?
Potent potables.
What the hell's that?
I don't know. Order dinner at... Hush. Order dinner at the Columbia restaurant, and your waiter will make a pitcher of this, a mix of wine and fruit.
Sherry. What is sangria?
That's it. That's the drink.
Bonus question. What kind of salad are they known for?
The 1912 or something?
1905.
That's right. Yeah. You know they sell the salad dressing at Publix. I have a bottle at
home.
Who
cares?
Shut up, bitch.
Potent potables for 200. High Lie is not just a game. It's also the name of the most popular beer made in this Tampa Bay craft brewery. Johnny.
What is Cigar City?
That's correct.
I like their Florida cracker.
Who cares? Potent potables for 300. Florida's first commercial brewery opened in 1896 in this neighborhood.
Ooh. Sherry. What is Ybor City?
That is Ybor City. Yes, ma'am.
What was the name? Did it say the name of the brewery?
I think it might be Yingling, isn't it?
No, Yingling's Pennsylvania.
But what is... Why did it... Never mind. We can't get into it right now.
Later.
Potent potables for 400. This Tampa Bay theme park opened in 1959. Yeah.
What is Busch Gardens?
That's the one.
I remember when they used to brew beer there, and you could smell it 20 miles away. It smelled like boiled peanuts.
Who
crazy.
Cares?
God damn it.
Sorry.
It hurts.
Play Stump the wine person, sommelier?
Sommelier
at this restaurant, home to the world's largest private wine collection.
That is also what is Burns Steakhouse.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
All right, final category is who's who. The score right now, Sherry has 200, Johnny B has 700.
Damn.
So it's close. It's close. Who's who for 100? This 1969 AL Rookie of the Year was born in Tampa Bay's Ybor City neighborhood.
Ooh, 1969 AL Rookie of the Year. Boy, I should know this.
Nope, you're going to get buzzed.
Oh.
You're going to kick yourself, though.
I know who it is, and it's...
It's Lou Piniella.
Ah, damn it!
Lou Piniella, former
I knew it.
Rays manager.
Yeah, too. My bad, man.
Who's who for 200? You know him as Drax the Destroyer. Residents of South Tampa know
Johnny,
this former wrestler as a neighbor. Yes.
Who is Dave Bautista?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the Mike Helter show in the morning.
Yeah, because he's got that zombie movie
new
coming
zombie
out.
Zombie movie.
It's
yeah.
going to be great.
Yeah. Who's who for 300? This man united his railroad and a steamship line in Tampa Bay in 1884, transforming the community practically overnight.
Johnny. Who is Henry Plant?
That's correct.
Come on now.
Oh, man. Pulling away. Who's who for 400? This future president stayed in Tampa Bay before leading his Rough Riders up San Juan Hill.
Rough Riders. Ooh. Oh, man.
Big Rough Rider community here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Oh,
who's at Gasparilla?
Johnny. Who is Roosevelt?
That's correct.
Come on now.
Well done.
Thank
Theodore
you.
Roosevelt.
Uh-huh.
And who's who for 500? This man, who has a Tampa Bay park dedicated to him, found support for Fight Free Cuba from Spanish rule.
Ah, so many parks, so many.
I think this is a little baby park, isn't
yeah.
it? And it's actually Cuban land.
Yeah. It's all bah, oh.
You're not going to get it. Cherry, you don't know either. Who is Jose Marti?
Yes.
Johnny B won, but he is.
I threw a skinny kid off some seesaws at the Jose Marti park.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, who cares?
So, Sherry, congratulations. You are going to see Eliza
you
Schlesinger
yeah!
this Woo! Saturday Woo! At Ruth Eckert Hall. Are you going to be able to make the trip, I hope?
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Bad
yes,
news,
am,
Sherry. You
sure.
got to go with me, and we're making out.
Yeah.
All right, can I take my son, too?
Oh, sure. Only no, if he doesn't true. Mind, you know, me and you getting all hot and heavy in the middle of
he
the
can,
damn
conversation. He can get involved, maybe, you know?
I don't know. What's he look like?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
What does that mean, Johnny? Are you going to leave me?
I'm kidding. No, I'm not going to be there. You'll actually have a good time instead. I'm going to put you on hold, and William will get all your information, and then you'll be getting a phone call probably from the promotions department tomorrow. So congratulations, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, hold on, Cherry.
Love you guys.
All right, love you. She was fun, Will.
I did. I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
I only had to shush her a few times.
Oh, man, but you got to do that to a lot of girls. At least you didn't have to mush your face with the palm of your hand like most of them.
True.
You know what I mean?
That's, yeah.
I mean, we had a ton of calls coming in after I started playing her, but you know what?
It waited too long.
So, you know, I want to get to play sometime.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know you're a big Tampa fan.
Yeah.
Tampa boy, grew up here. You want to play. I get it.
I'm a little disappointed I didn't know some of them, but I was also...
you did good.
I was happy that I knew some of them, too.
I thought she was going to beat you up until that final category.
Oh, nah, man. I was doing that thing where you kind of let them stick around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baiting them, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
when,
that's nice of you.
You know, like when
make
they
it
let,
a game.
Like when they let a crippled kid score a touchdown, you know, and it goes viral on Facebook. Like, oh, my God, he scored a touchdown. They're like, they were not tackling his wheelchair on purpose. Like,
no.
I mean, you know, it's fine. He had a great time. I'm happy for him, you know, but... He didn't really score a touchdown, you know what I mean?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, she was kind of like the crippled kid, you know?
Right.
When it comes to knowledge of Tampa, she would kill me at Sarasota knowledge.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll have her call back next week and we'll do Sarasota Jeopardy, give her a chance
That's
at redemption.
Probably, yeah, I'll have to see if they have that, but yeah.
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 Just a bunch of old people stuff.
Uh-huh.
She's only 56. She's like the youngest person in Sarasota.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
By a long shot.
Woo! The young people live in Bradenton and are on meth.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.